'Tis the Father's pleasure that we should call him Lord. And thus do we sing. He is the Almighty Word. This is an act where we gather together and sing praises to the Father's name, sing praises to the Son's name, sing praises to the Spirit's name. We need not worry whether what we do this night is God pleasing. 'Tis the Father's pleasure. We should call him Lord. Now, here are two statements that I don't believe have ever been spoken together in the history of communication until now. One, I travel light. Two, I'm a parent of a newborn. Newlyweds sport around town in their little convertible coupe, but when baby comes, there's a ton of gear in tow. Diapers, wipes, changes of clothes, pacifiers, toys, food supplies, car carrier, blankets, hats. The United States hit the beaches of Normandy on D-Day with less materiel than I've seen some parents pull out of a diaper bag. But take note of what we'll sing in the final stanza of our next hymn. Referring to the newborn king, Jesus, we hear these words. From sin and death, he saves us and lightens every load. This baby is a one of a kind. When he is carried in our arms of faith, he doesn't come with an increased bag of burdens to weigh you down. Mary's child is he who will say, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. To paraphrase another song, he ain't heavy. He's our Savior. Indeed, it's true. This promised child carries you. We sing.